Hi friends, good morning. I'm going to teach you today about how to become an IT or ITES person after having a gap of BTech, civil, electrical, mechanical, through 2 to 3 years gap of in those after completion of those BTechs. So here that is what is situation. You have completed engineering in 2018 or 17. You worked in some other field, non-mechanical or non-engineering field, like maybe selling as a delivery partner for Amazon or Zomato, or you may be working on any other area which is nowhere related to your engineering. So all that experience has become not much useful for getting into the IT industry. So that experience is nowhere useful anywhere, let us say. So in that situation, how to go about getting into IT industry? That is what is today's session about. So here there are multiple options how to get into your IT or IT industry. So option one is more about becoming a your own core area related IT person. Let us say option one is more related to your engineering stream, whether you have done civil or mechanical or electrical. You can get into IT industry related to your core specialization. So that is option one, which is called CAE, computer aided engineering. So you can learn computer aided engineering courses and you can become IT expert in that particular area. So here again there are some multiple streams within the CAE. First thing is you can learn a design or modeling tools like AutoCAD, Autodesk, CATIA, SolidWorks or UniGraphics or ProE. So all these softwares, they will enable you to design some components, design not only components or like design the assemblies like gearbox assembly or automatic steering assembly, things like that. They are used for designing and modeling tools. So you can learn any of these softwares. Second option within CAE is learn FEA tools like finite element analysis tools like ANSYS, Nastron or Siemens SimCenter. These are the tools which will allow you to analyze the analyze any component, how the stresses are there, how the heat flow is there, how the mechanical related activities are happening within the particular component. So you can learn FEA tools like ANSYS, Nastron or Siemens. Another option within CAE is you can learn PLM tools like Dassault System PLM or Siemens Team Center or PTC Windchill or SAP PLM. So the PLM tools allow you to monitor the manufacturing from end to end, from raw material stage to finishing products. So how the manufacturing is happening. So that is what you can do with the PLM tools. They are used in aerospace, automotive or industrial equipment and high tech industry. So you can also learn this PLM tools, any of this. So again, the last and least is ERP. So of course ERP is not closely related to your CAE, but it is used in the manufacturing industry heavily. So you can learn SAP, ERP or Oracle apps for that matter. So any of this four areas, either design and modeling or FEA or PLM or ERP tools, you can learn. Of course, this has very steep learning curve. Maybe it will take at least 6 months for you to become expert in this particular CAE option. So that's about option one, entering into core segment of IT industry, which is related to your engineering stream. So next go to option two, that is again, it is entering into IT industry, but here it is nowhere related to your core segment. So that's what is this option two. So here I can train you on content management systems, that is called CMS. So which is used for managing the content of websites, portals and e-commerce websites. So this content management tools are heavily used in all these three areas. So you can learn this CMS systems and become CMS developer or CMS moderator or CMS analyst. That is very good area nowadays, which has less effort to learn and you have number of jobs openings. So within option two, you have customer relationship management, which is called CRM as well. So the CRM is used to market your product. So like your company is manufacturing televisions. So how to take these products, televisions, into market very quickly? That is where the CRM softwares will help. So one of the hot product, CRM product, is Salesforce. You can learn Salesforce within 3 to 6 months, and you can become a CRM Salesforce developer or Salesforce analyst, for that matter. So another CRM is Joho CRM. This is also picking up a lot. So you can learn any of these two CRM, Salesforce or Joho CRM, and become CRM analyst. So that is about option two, which is quite easy to learn, and you can become a IT person. And option three is very, very low end type of option, where this is called BPO or BPM industry, where you can learn to become customer service representative, both voice and non-voice. See, customer service representative, voice means, of course, you will be talking to the customer calls. Let's say, for example, your company is manufacturing washing machine. So if customer has purchased washing machine and they have some problem, so they will call to the call center and they will ask how to do this one, how to start the washing machine, my washing machine is stuck, what to do, and all these things they may ask you over the call. So you have to explain them how to solve those problems, or probably you may have to send your service executive to their home. So that is where you will do as a voice based customer service representative. A non-voice based customer service representative also possible. Like, you will take the customer complaint and you enter into the system, and you can send them emails, or you can probably generate reports. Such things are non-voice based customer service representative jobs. So you can become one of these BPO person. Of course, for both of these options, you have to have good English, written and oral, or verbal, or speaking, listening skills are all important for becoming this customer service representative. Second option within the BPO or BPM is you can become an e-commerce virtual assistant, where you can learn. Basically, e-commerce virtual assistant is useful in companies like Amazon, Flipkart, Zomato or Swiggy or OYO. All these e-commerce companies, they have products selling online, even products buying online. So there are a lot of products posted on these websites or apps, so mobile apps. So here you can, as a e-commerce virtual assistant, you will be updating the products. You can product descriptions, you will be updating, you're writing the product descriptions, or you can load the products from a Excel sheet into the e-commerce system, or you can generate reports like how many products are selling in this week and which geography is selling what, what kind of model is selling more. You can generate such kind of reports using Excel sheets or some kind of reporting tools. And also you can take feedback from the customers, you can write the feedbacks, you can take their reviews and things like that as a e-commerce virtual assistant. And you can do some chargebacks, like for example, somebody has returned the products, somebody has not liked the product and they have returned, so how to refund their money through the e-commerce system. So such kind of activities you can do using as a e-commerce virtual assistant. So these are the very low level type of ITES jobs. You can learn all these skills by visiting our website www.techtalents.in. there we are offering all these kind of courses. You can learn any. So you can also email us your resume at info@techtalents.in with subject line. In the subject, please mention what is your goal to learn in the subject, like CAE or PLM or your ERP, CRM, like that. You can mention in the subject line, I want to learn CRM, I want to learn CAE, things like that. You can mail your resume to info@techtalents.in. You can also call us on 040-400-66084 or 040-230-31205, or you can WhatsApp us on 939-061-3597, or you can also watch our YouTube channel